Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hello, everybody. It's Pastor Jeremy. I hope you're all doing well and having a great day so far. Today, we're going to be talking about abiding through obedience, and this is going to be coming from John chapter 15, verses 10 and 11. I don't know about you, but when I get commands, things like, hey, can you go do this, or I need you to do that, or pick that up, or stop doing that, all these different commands that come in a variety of ways, are sometimes I actually follow them. But how does it feel to be told to do something that you don't feel like doing? How do you feel when you have to obey something that you don't actually agree with? How does it feel to obey when you might fail and you don't see how this is going to work? In most aspects of our life, obedience is really pretty simple. If you see a stop sign while you're driving, then you should probably stop. If you're told to clean up your room, you should probably clean it up. If Jesus tells you to love your neighbor, well, then you should probably obey him and care for them. Even though they're simple commands, sometimes they're kind of difficult. So Jesus, understanding our difficulties, teaches us principles to obey and follow so we can be a light to those around us. But he also does things to give us correction, like a loving father would, so we can avoid sin or hurt or learn something important. Because he wants us to experience his love through simple obedience. You know, John 15:10 reminds us that he tells us to make our home in God's love when we're abiding. When we obey or we abide, we're remaining in his love. We're having this deep connection with him. And when we obey or follow his commands, we experience his love and his joy. So it makes me question, why would we want to disobey and not experience all that he has for me? And I wrestled with that question, that idea of missing out on his love and his joy by disobeying his simple commands. And it made me wonder even more, why is this so hard sometimes? And as I thought about it, I realized it's usually my insecurity or pain or pride or sin that leads me to sidestep a simple act of obedience. Somewhere in my mind, I think by doing it my way, I'll feel better than just by obeying what Jesus tells me to do. But here's the problem with that. I'm wrong when I disobey. I'm wrong in my unbelief. I'm wrong in my thinking when I lead down that path. There's no justification for my disobedience, even though I pretend that there is. And then what happens is I miss out on experience what he wants to give, his love. So if you could follow along for today, let's practice a little obedience together. Because God wants to have you experience all of his love so you can rejoice when you follow him. So I want you to take some time, look at scripture, whether it's John 15, 10, 11, or another passage, and then take some time to pray and answer these two simple questions. Okay, what did Jesus just teach you? And what are you going to do about it? I hope you experience all that he has for you as you take those next steps. Thanks so much for listening. I hope this encouraged you, and I hope that those next steps give you a simple act of obedience to follow. Have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.